Welcome everyone to Nox Game Design for April 2026. So this month is going to be a recap of the Nox Game Jam that occurred earlier this month. So we all got together earlier this month for the kickoff, had a good time, had a good showing, people coming out. The theme for this game jam was limited resources. That's what came up on the wheel. So we had a few entries submitted, and I'll be playing those on this video. I plan on playing each of the games for about 5 minutes. So the first game is called Finding Dave. It was created by Ashton and Robert. They both came out for the kickoff meeting. So I'm going to be playing these games for the first time, so you're going to get my actual reaction to them. So the description is, you must escape the cave, click in the direction you want to go with left click, and release at the charge amount you'd like. Be careful, you only have a limited amount of battery. Collect more batteries to charge yours back up. So it's a web game, so I'm going to click run game. This was created in Godot Engine. Go ahead and maximize. Oh, wow. So in start game, quit game. And there's their contact for Robert and Ashton right there on the main screen. So start game. And so I'm clicking left. So basically, kind of reminds me of Solar Jetman for the NES. Basically, in a little pod here. So there's your battery, 250 by 250, power stable, thrusters ready, recharge only at battery. So I'm wondering if I can go up through this. Is this just going to push me back down? Oh no. I can't get through there. So I'm going to keep going this way. Keep going. Oh, I think I'm supposed to hold. There we go. Oh, we're going a lot faster now. Yeah, so you gotta hold. There we go. Now we're trucking right here. Very cool. Oh no, so this pushes me out the other way. So I'm thinking the spikes are not good. So I'm gonna try to dodge the spikes right here. Go, 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 go. Go. No, 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 go. Yeah, so you want to release it when the arrow gets the biggest. Okay, so I'm up to whoa, that one's sucking me in. Oh no, did I die? Oh no, recharge only at battery cells. So my battery's still 250 by 250. Stable, I think I may be stuck here. I don't think I can move. You only have a limited amount of battery. Collect more batteries, charge your back. So it says I have 250 out of 250 battery, but I kind of got the feeling my battery, or somehow I got stuck. So I'm going to give this one another try, because I really like the title screen. That's an amazing title screen right there. And yeah, I will mention these, all the games that were created in 48 hours for the Game Jam. So it isn't like a month long game jam or anything like that. So it's kind of like, yeah, just something in the weekend. Whoa, what's that guy doing? So he's kind of pushing me back out of the way, I think. Yeah, I like this game. It's kind of like underwater exploration. Thrusters ready. So, oh, no, no, no. Oh, whoa. So I got to try to get around this guy right here. Down we go. So I think the pink spikes only push me out of the way. I'm not sure if they actually damage, if there's any damaging of the submarine in this. I'm not sure. So I hope this is the way. There's another battery pack. Oh, is that a fish? Oh, it is a fish. I don't know if the fish are bad or not. They look pretty docile, but yeah, it looks like they do knock you around. Oh no, looks like I'm getting flushed down the tubes. Oh no. Well, I still have power to beast my way around. So now I'm kind of back at the beginning here. Well, that was pretty fun. I think I might come back and play this a little bit more later. I like the variety and like the obstacles and the fish and everything. Oh, and the battery regenerate. So I guess after 30 seconds, the battery regenerates. That's pretty cool. Each little battery has its own little timer. And I do like these little guys down here where they move around and kind of reminds me like Mega Man with the guys that blow you out of the way. I forget what those guys were called, but they didn't move like this. So I like the little particle effects, the bubbles every time that you use your boosters, you see the little bubbles going around and things like that. So yeah, really great job here. Impressed with this game. So the next game is Don't Look Away by Aspen. He also showed up for the kickoff meeting with Last Lantern Studios. So you can click on it here. So he didn't have description, just other than Nox Game Jam. So this is a Unity game. Don't look away. Play game or quit. Try to escape. Enemies freeze when your flashlight is on, but don't run out of battery. Made by Aspen, Last Lantern Studios. Move WASD. Turn the music down a little bit. Hide behind cover control, jump space, toggle flashlight F. So let me do the timer here. Play game. So, okay, so you got this girl here. Might be kind of hard to see. Oh, F for your flashlight. There we go. But we don't want to run out of flashlight, and your flashlight does not regenerate. And we got, see, it's kind of hard to see in the upper right-hand corner. We got 5 hit points. Uh-oh. Oh, no, the creature got me. Okay, so I see what we're doing here. So now he's chasing me. So when he gets near, you got to turn on the flashlight. Let me go back here. Let me reset my timer here. Okay. Okay, so I think I got this now. I wish I could turn up the, well, you can see it right there. Let me turn on the flashlight. So you gotta look really kind of hard to see the guy creeping up. So you turn on the flashlight, you walk by, and this time he's not chasing me. So the box, I wonder what the box does any. So control hides. So I can hide like that. Uh-oh. I'm running away. It says don't run away, but I'm running away. Okay. I don't know if I can just hide. Oh, no. So if you hide, he still gets you. So to walk past him, unless you have a crate, he'll still get you. So I got 3 hit points. Okay, there he is. Uh-oh. I like the flashing effects when you're about to run out of flashlight power. Kind of like a real flashlight, starts to flicker. But I really like the artwork. The artwork is really great, black and white. It looks like it's done in pencil type effect. But I'm kind of breaking the rules. I'm running away when I shouldn't be. Oh, and I can jump too. I don't know if jumping helps or not. I feel like there's going to be a boss or something show up here at the end. Oh, there's another flashlight refill. So I liked having the just the ability to refill your flashlight, because it does go pretty quickly. Uh-oh. So I got 2 hit points left. Oh, I didn't even see him coming. Oh, there goes my flashlight. Oh, dodge him. Oh, I'm running away. Don't run away. Yeah, oh, there we go. Noguchi exit. You escaped. That's what it said in Japanese, Noguchi. Or Noguchi exit. So yeah, really cool game. I liked it. It had that creepy, I don't know if it's horror or just kind of like stealth, hide from your enemy, dodge behind the package, and get away. So, very cool game. I like it. Okay, this is the game that I created. It's called Easter Egg Crash. So, really can't say I used much of the theme, but it was Easter weekend, which I didn't plan on it being Easter weekend. So, next year when I plan... If we plan on doing this again, but I'll make sure we have been having this on the first weekend of April, but it just so happens this year, the first week in April was Easter weekend. So I know people may have already had plans for Easter. So next time I'll be aware of that when we plan this. But yeah, so this is straight up Puzzle Fighter. So I did this in Gudo Engine, my first Gudo Engine Game Jam game. So basically you got your eggs falling from the top. Let's see here. Oh, I can't flip them. Yeah. So you press up to rotate them. So anybody that hasn't played Puzzle Fighter, you basically in Puzzle Fighter, you had gems. Here you have Easter eggs. So basically you try to line up these eggs in adjacent patterns. And then when they connect with a diamond right there, then all of the adjacent eggs of that diamond cutter are cleared. And then, like, see here, I'm dropping the green. I forgot to start the timer. So that cleared out all the greens right there. So I don't have any yellows. So there's a bug there. You can actually rotate those in the day. So you don't want to do that. So I do want to develop this game further. It isn't perfect in its current state. If you want to do a game that really tests your recursion abilities, this is a game to do it. The Puzzle Fighter type game, because you basically have to recurse through all the adjacent cells, making sure you don't go out of bounds or anything like that. One improvement, I would like to have it where... I would like to have it where you have a more like standard distribution of eggs, because right now it's all completely random, and a more standard distribution of the gems, because sometimes you can have a run of like 10 gems in a row, and then sometimes you have like a real drought. So that just cleared those, and then when it fills up to the top, it's game over. So basically there's an array for the board, and every time that the eggs land, it gets copied to that array. But as the eggs are falling, it's tracked separately, just in a regular object. I do some checking to make sure you can't rotate outside the bounds right there. So the one difference between this and Puzzle Fighter is in Puzzle Fighter, you're actually competing against an AI opponent, which I never really cared for. I kind of like to have some set goals. So this is more like a Candy Crush type game where you have goals on the left side with the number of each color egg that you have to clear. So this is another case of like a drought without any diamond shapes coming down. So there's a green. So that's going to clear out all the greens right there. So basically all you have to do is complete those goals on the left side. If I was to develop this further, I'd like to have different types of goals, like creating combos, which I did do, working on a little bit with this a little bit more. And I do have it where you can actually do combos, but this is the compo version right here. So this doesn't have combos and all that cool stuff, or at least you can't see the combos whenever they're cleared. So yeah, this is kind of another drought. So right now I need two more reds and two more yellows. So there, here I am clearing out the yellow. So when you clear the yellows out, it's going to make all the other ones drop. So that's another improvement for this game, is to actually show when, after those are cleared, to have the other ones show when they're dropping. Because right now they just go from the current place to the new place. So yeah, so that's the first level. And like I said, the goals really aren't complex. I just add additional eggs to the requirements. So I think starting out, you just have to clear two of each type of egg, and then five, then 10. I think the final is 20. So after you get to 20, then the goal doesn't change after that. So, but yeah, I never made a Puzzle Fighter game before. I've always enjoyed playing Puzzle Fighter and everything. So the other thing is, like, if you, in Puzzle Fighter, if you created, got four in a row in a group, it would turn into like a bigger gym. So I think it'd be cool to have like a bigger egg right there if you have four, but currently it doesn't have that. So yeah, that's basically it for Nox Game Jam 2026. Appreciate everybody making a game, and I enjoyed playing the games. And we'll plan on doing it again next year. Thanks everyone out there for listening and watching.